Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Buffalo Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Paul William Belt, your power of attorney, by Falls View Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada, and by AXA Advisors. Take the next step toward your financial future today.
Hey, let's get right to the Western Hotline because we are joined by Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger with us here on WGR. Ralph, it is Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome to the show, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning to your listeners. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, Ralph, before we get to the hockey team, we've been spending the show talking about what is now impacting the sports world and not, of course, the regular world, and that is the coronavirus story. As you've seen in your league now, locker rooms closed to the media. I'm wondering, and I know you have some stories to talk about because you know people in Europe, but at this point, what have the teams heard? What kind of direction, if anything, can you share that you're all getting from, whether it's coming to you from ownership or whether it's coming from the league to all the teams?
Well, at the moment, there's nothing different than all of us in society just being careful on our hygiene and following the recommendation of the experts. And we haven't had any disruption to our processes other than the contact in the dressing room with the media. So for as an example, my life hasn't changed because I'm doing press conferences on a daily basis and I'm still doing them. So yep. It's still, our life would be similarly affected to anybody listening to the show right now. And, you know, how it's going to evolve and how it's going to develop, we're just going to follow the lead of the league and their recommendations. But thus far, getting ready for the game in Montreal tomorrow, nothing has changed thus far.
You have a son who plays hockey in Switzerland, and what has he been telling you about what's going on over there?
Well, everything's gone on at a different speed there because of the breakout in that cluster in Italy. So the Swiss league, my son, his last final two league games, which were 2 weeks removed now already, were played in front of empty stands and no spectators. And I mean, I'm sure everybody here has picked up on the fact that most of the European leagues have shut down. The German Hockey League has shut down. So in Europe, they've had to take drastic measures because of the spread that was going on. And life has definitely changed there. In Switzerland, they're actually quite a ways into this process already. They closed the attendance of any events of more than 1,000 people already more than a week ago, so it's almost 10 days, and they're going to wait till the 15th, the 17th of March before they make their next move. But it's, life, there's not really any fear in the society because it's under control, and they took those measures quickly, and everybody's just following good hygiene.
You have also a previous working connection to soccer in Europe. I assume you're aware of what's going on with some of the soccer leagues, the UEFA games, and how that's been greatly impacted.
Well, yeah, the crazy one is the Manchester City-Arsenal game. Yeah. I'm sure everybody knows those brands. And an owner of an opposition team came in contact with players, so they've had to quarantine the players. Games have been postponed and canceled, and it's very disruptive with La Liga, that's the Spanish soccer league, and the Serie A, which is the Italian soccer league, shutting down for the month. It's truly causing stress in the in the sports processes there. But it's a situation that we need to respect. But you still don't see a need for anybody to panic. And hopefully, you know, in Western New York so far, I feel that people have been taking very responsible steps. And, you know, my wife and I were out in the city of Buffalo last night, down in the core of the city in the theater area. And everything seems to be moving as usual, but we just need to be smart.
Yeah, Ralph, I wonder if you might have an opinion on this. I feel like there's a little bit of pushback on what's happening. People are calling it a panic, but it does appear to me that there's not a lot of panic, but a lot of precaution being taken by these leagues. And, you know, if the NHL makes the next step, maybe the Board of Governors or the NBA makes a statement today. I don't think precaution is necessarily panic.
No, definitely not. I mean, what everybody did, and I experienced it through my home country, Switzerland, is everything they've done has been very cerebral and with a proper plan, and nobody is panicking in the country at all. There's no rush on food or clothing or anything in the mm-hmm. country. It's functioning carefully and smartly to just stop the spread. That's what it's all about, and it's certainly no panic in those countries. It's quite calm, actually, day-to-day life over there, and I think that everybody here needs to realize that all the steps being taken in North America right now, you need to take it seriously, but you don't need to panic and just take the steps that are being recommended right now.
Ralph Krueger with us here on our Western Hotline. The Sabres back in action tomorrow night in Montreal. So your game the other night, a couple things I wanted to bring up. First off, the smile on Jack Eichel's face when he scored his goal and broke his drought, and how much that probably helped him feel a little bit relieved, I assume.
Well, he definitely deserved that goal. You know, the whole group had been working quite hard through a stretch where, you know, we spoke about it last week, and you guys were really fair in the conversation, too. We were in a lot of pain as we were playing some good hockey against most of the hotter teams in the National Hockey League, but not getting any reward. And Jack was a part of that whole process, of course. He's an important part of the process. And for him to score, I mean, every goal scorer is going to go through phases like that. It's good to see that smile and good to see his confidence returning. We need it now. We need some positive experiences here moving down the stretch of the season. And, yeah, real pleased to see that goal. And it was a beautifully executed one. I think it was the eighth pass in a row on that power play, so it was also a very nice and well-deserved goal.
You tweaked the power play look a little bit. If you could talk a little bit about that, Olofsson, you know, typically on the wing, you had him in the high slot, and it seemed like the triangle up top was very effective, not just on that goal, but overall pretty effective in creating things with Eichel and Dahlin and Ristolainen when they were in that form.
Yeah, you know, the five of them just have so much skill and so much talent that moving them around can surprise the opposition. You know, we might set it up a little bit different again tomorrow. And I think that surprise and deception are important also strategically, not only within the power play. And what Dahlin, you know, Ristolainen and then Jack were able to do there was just a lot of real quick puck movement to, and through simple lanes. And we need to keep that speed up in our power play. We need, the power play is the offensive motor, and to get our offense going, which is still not at the speed we need it to be, you know, the power play is going to be a centerpiece. So let's keep building on it. But we do have skill in that group, and everybody's so different and unique in the way they bring offense into it. It's a lot of fun to work with those guys.
You put Skinner with Eichel and Reinhart. Last couple games, what have you seen from that line so far?
Well, I'm sure you guys were happy.
I was. Thank you, by the way. Yeah. No, I was curious because, you know, I think, you know, Jeff was at least scoring, and he seems like he's getting more shots. He seems a little bit more active. But, yeah. I mean, it's not like they had a ton of goals, that line, in the two games, but they look like they're creating things, you know?
Yeah, no. That was able to happen because of the synergy that we felt between Johansson, Cahoon, and Olofsson. Mm-hmm. And, it's always about finding combinations that we have, you know, two lines that are pushing more for offense, the other two taking care of penalty kill and our defensive responsibilities, but still adding offense. And, yeah, we'll see how it goes forward. But you know how it's been this year. We've moved players around. Everybody needs to be able to play with everybody. And at the moment, that's a good look. And, you know, we like the the four lines, the way they look at the moment, it feels good, and we're happy we were rewarded for it against Washington, and now we need a confirmation against Montreal.
There was some controversy the other night with the Montour goal that was waved off, and I was curious. I don't know if the league even makes like referees avail to pool reporters for an explanation, but did they give you an explanation as to what they saw live and why they decided to call that goal, to wipe out the goal?
Well, again, I never take it personal. You know, referees are standing at a certain angle. They don't get to watch a replay. And that was more what I was upset about, is that, goals that can decide games like that down the stretch, last 5 minutes or wherever we pick the mark, should be reviewed. That would have been a matter of seconds for a referee to review that and see that it should be counted as a goal. And I would prefer if they would just always count it if they're unsure, and then review it. And that, it was the process that upset me more than the decision. You know, we all make mistakes, and, you know, he had a bad angle. He came over after and said, I couldn't see a review. I couldn't see a challenge on it. I had to make it the original decision on the ice. And, I was upset under the circumstances that we were in, a team fighting to get out of a losing streak and needing some confidence. And, you know, watching that all evolve, I was proud of the guys being able to park that and still find a way to win the game. But it's the explanation to me was simply that, you know, watching it live, he thought there was contact, but the video review showed quite clearly that there wasn't contact inside the blue paint. And so, you know, for us, certainly it should have been counted as a goal.
So I know you're wrestling with the decision, and of course you don't want it, if you lose it, you know they're getting a power play. But because of what you just said, you wanted to, you know, stop the losing streak and all this, you would have had, what, inside 3 minutes, whatever the time was, a one-goal lead. Why didn't you just say, you know what, I'm going to take my chances, I'm going to challenge this because we really need this goal?
Well, I've challenged twice where we got turned down and we had a shorthanded situation. So I just didn't trust it being overturned. I'll tell you honestly that it has to be absolutely 100% clear in the video for it not to be overturned. And I wasn't confident that it was, that it might, it might have been 95%. So I learned the hard way, and there's no way I was going to do that to the team, that we were going to finish a game shorthanded against Washington, because I believed in our chance of winning in overtime. You know, we've been a really good 3-on-3 team, and also, you know, believe in you know, that we had with the home crowd, and they were fantastic in overtime and in penalty shots. I was thinking, you know, mathematics was still on our side, so it did work out in the end. If it wouldn't have worked out, then I'd be probably telling you guys a different different analysis this morning. But, under the circumstances, we just didn't believe it was going to be overturned.
Yeah. Before we let you go, from the Just Curious Department of Questions, the shootout. I'm not sure if we've brought this up with you at all this season. What's your opinion of the shootout in general? Let's start there.
So my opinion in general is that Mike Bales, our goalie coach, it's like a special league team for us that doesn't come to play very often, but he's generally in charge of setting it all up. So we do a lot of looping of information on opposition, and one of them is, of course, goaltending performances and shootouts, and it's running in the dressing room before the game so players can see it. And Mike sets all that up, analyzes the strengths and weaknesses of the other goalies, and he also is a major force in deciding who's shooting on our team, because he does watch them a lot in practice and it tries to figure out who would work best against the opposition's team. So we do have a strategy there. And again, just like penalty kill and power play, we consider shootouts a specialty team that can be extremely important because of the points that are on the line. So that's kind of how we build it.
Do you like it? I mean, I it's funny when they brought the shootout into being, Ralph, I thought, it's a great idea. Loved it. Drama. You know, if I'm at a game in the building, everybody stands up for the entire shootout. The other night you had sudden death shootout. But I feel like it's, over the course of time, it's played itself out. I think overtime is far more exciting to me now than a shootout. Do you like shootout, or do you think maybe we could extend overtime and just scrap a shootout altogether?
Well, guys, what's happening is with the 3-on-3, there's so many more goals in overtime now. When we played 5-on-5 overtime at the beginning, it was boring. Teams would just shut it down. So the 3-on-3 is fantastic, but you can't go any longer because the best players are playing, and they would be fried if you had a back-to-back, for instance, the next day. So I think the shootout if you look at our crowd the other night and you look at how much fun they had with it, and it took the seventh shooter to score, I think everybody went home feeling they got entertained to the top level here, and it was just, you know, against one of the best teams in the league, a serious Stanley Cup contender, to win in the shootout was a better finish than if we would have tied, you know, left home with everybody getting only 1 point. So I think the way we've got it set up here seems to work. If you look at our schedule and you look at the pace, we couldn't extend it any longer. I mean, in the playoffs, you get to go the whole shoot until it's over, which is important. And, you know, I think it's a good addition to the game. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Ralph, as always, thanks for giving us time on the show. Appreciate you coming on with us this morning, and good luck tomorrow night in Montreal against the Canadiens.
Thank you for the call, and I wish all our listeners a good day today.
Appreciate it, Ralph. Thanks. You have a good day,
thanks.
Too.
Thanks. Okay, bye-bye.
Take Ralph out. Kruger with us on the Western Hotline. His weekly segment on WGR is brought to you by Paul William Belts, your power of attorney, by Fallsview Casino Resort, Niagara Falls, Canada, and brought to you by AXA Advisors. Take the next step for your financial future today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.